This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Researchers disembarked the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Healy in Nome after spending 3 weeks studying the Chukchi Seas and waters further north. KNOM's Davis Heavy reports on the team's observations that several changes are going on in the Arctic waters that they don't yet understand.
What scientists know, based on their research from this month, is there is evidence that abnormally warm waters in the Bering and Chukchi Seas will continue for years to come.
And I think it's becoming somewhat clear that it's really a trend. It's not just a one-off. It's not just variable stuff from year to year.
Bob Pickard from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution was the head of the research team on board the Healy this month. Being a physical oceanographer, Pickard illustrated how water circulation impacts the Chukchi and Bering Seas. While on this latest research cruise in the Chukchi Sea, Pickard found circulations of converging pools of nutrient-rich water northeast of Wainwright and Utqiagvik. This creates a hotspot, which leads to enhanced benthic activity, essentially more prey for large populations of seabirds, marine mammals, and other animals. In addition to creating healthy hotspots, Pickard believes the same water circulation from the Alaskan Coastal Current, which he refers to as the superhighway, also helps distribute potentially harmful Alexandrium cysts in the Chukchi Sea.
They're not alive, and the water's too cold for them to germinate. So they come through into the Chukchi Sea. The circulation slows down north of Cape Lisburn, and then these things settle into the bottom. So you can just imagine that over decades, these things have been coming into the Chukchi, and they're just settling down in this one spot. Then all of a sudden, everything warms up. It hits 4 degrees, and bingo, these guys come to life. They float up, and you get a harmful algal bloom.
During their 3 weeks aboard the Healy, Pickard and his team observed some harmful algal blooms, or HABs. One was near Point Hope. Dead seabirds were also observed in the same region where high toxins were present, but the HABs' effect on these birds is still unknown. Besides measuring some HABs, the research crew on the Healy focused on other studies. According to Janet Duffy Anderson, a research fisheries biologist also on board the Coast Guard vessel, this year's spring phytoplankton bloom was delayed in the northern Bering Sea by a month.
When there's a change in the timing of production of algae, you also have a potential for a mismatch in the timing of production of zooplankton. If the algal production is late, then the zooplankton that feed on that algae and depend on it potentially are mismatched, and you won't have an important prey source established in the summertime for seabirds, fish, and mammals.
The lack of sea ice in the northern Bering is the cause for this delay, which Duffy Anderson says can also change the copepods and prey community that seabirds and marine mammals rely on. These types of changes mirror what Duffy Anderson has observed in the southern Bering Sea since 2001, following back-to-back years without sea ice. However, she says it's hard to know how long larger shifts will continue in the northern Bering and Chukchi Seas, or what their ecosystems will look like if these shifts continue.
We were always under the impression that the northern Bering Sea behaves differently because of its proximity to the Chukchi Sea and because of the light conditions that are present in the northern Bering Sea. We thought that the northern Bering Sea would be much more favorable to continued winter sea ice formation. So we have been really shocked to see how quickly this change has occurred in the northern Bering Sea. And part of the question that we have is it going to respond like the south, or is it something different?
Duffy Anderson says her NOAA fisheries research team is working as fast as they can to answer that question. Scientists with NOAA Fisheries will continue conducting various surveys in the Chukchi Sea through October. A Woods Hole research team will come back in 2020 around the same time of year to focus solely on harmful algal blooms. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Hovey.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.